All Setanta versus Ardmore from Waterford in an All Ireland semi final. It has a lovely ring to it.
It sounds good, all right, Tom. Now that I took it at the start of the year, all right, now, but look, it's a big step, you know, it's another big step, you know, on to what we were hoping to accomplish here at the start of the year. It might be a step too far. We don't know. We'll find out 3 o'clock on Sunday, sir.
Yeah. Ulster champions, obviously a first time ever, you know, that was a crowning glory in itself.
Well, that's what we, well, at the start of the year we set out to win Donegal, like, and whenever we won the Donegal, I said, the boys, are you happy with that? And he says, no, they want to push on, won this Ulster. We trained hard and we got a wee rub of the green there in that Ulster final, and we won the Ulster final. And I said to them after they stopped celebrating that, after about a week, I said to them, listen here, what will that do us? And they says, no, here, we'll give this a lash here, this All-Ireland. So we're preparing for this Ardmore team. We went down and seen them. I went down on a couple of selectors and down and seen them playing the semi-final and the final. They're a serious outfit. They've come through their whole championship up until the final. I think they won every game by 21 points or more. And then the Munster final, they got two men sent off in the first half and they still won the game by 7 points against a very good Tipperary team, you know. So, look, we're up against it. We have nothing to lose. We're going down. I think Paddy Power has us at 7-1 or something like that there, 8-1. Ardmore's 1-20. So, look, there's nothing we'd expect of us outside of our own club. So, we'll go down and give it a lash, see how it goes. And so, we've got a crack, Tom.
And tell me, how has the preparations gone? Because it's been a long wait, hasn't it? What, somewhat 11 weeks, is it, or something?
Aye, 10 weeks here. Look, hey, the preparations went very well. We trained all over Christmas there. You know, we were out, we were in Stephen's morning, we were in New Year's Eve. We didn't change the routine just to suit the Christmas. And all the lads sort of, I had no drinking ban on them or nothing, but they all looked after themselves. You know, there's no big tears of drink or nothing with them, so... they probably couldn't because they were training every second night. So, but look, training went very well. Preparation's gone well. Touch wood, we have no injuries. Niall Cleary's, he missed training there this past 3 or 4 nights there. Just he's a touch of the flu. I don't really know how well Niall's going there. I didn't ring him the rave now, but we're meeting up this evening here, and hopefully he'll be there. And that's the only sort of doubt we have now for Sunday. So
yeah, and obviously it's been difficult over the last couple of weeks with the snow and the poor weather.
It has now, and has, and fair play to, you know, Stravan Shamrocks now. Any time we're looking at pitch down there, facilities down, and Stravan Shamrocks now, they always sort us out with a pitch there in the evenings. You know, they have a great pitch down there, sand based pitch with good floodlights and that. And fair play to them, you know, for giving us the use of it. And then we're doing gym sessions then, Tom, you know, just in the real bad nights, and we're indoor there, we're getting, you know, the Dun Valley College there are giving us their hall, you know, and things like that there, and everybody sort of, anything we go to ask for, you know, everybody sort of going, oh, delighted to give it to us, you know, or offer to us. So, you know, it's been brilliant there, sort of getting out there and meeting maybe, you know, new clubs and different ones and them helping us along, like, so. Yeah. It's all good for the future, you know, within the club, like.
And tell me about Ardmore. As you said, you saw them in the Munster final, you were impressed with them. Tell us a little about maybe some of the personnel they have.
Well, you're chatting, the two big names that have, like, would be the two Prendergast, Declan and Seamus Prendergast, you know, they'd be two Waterford All-Stars. Seamus only finished up there a couple of years ago. He scored, I think it was 2-5 in the Munster final. Big man, you know, he's about 6'2" or 6'3", 15, 16 stone. Declan, be the same, he plays on full back. But they wouldn't be their best players now. They've got a fellow, Seamus Keating, there. He plays centre-half-back for them. He'd be in the Waterford panel. He played the league with Waterford there, wing-half-back. Very, very good hurler. And another boy in the Waterford panel, David Gartland. He scored 1-3 in the Munster final. Serious hurler. He scored from anywhere, two good sides. Big, tall, athletic lad. You know, he's about 6'3", 6'4". Big, tall, lanky fella. He can cover serious amount of ground. And then they've got young James Slavin. He was just named Young Player of the Year in Waterford there just last week. He played full-back with a minor team there last year. He played wing-forward for them. I think he scored 4 points from play in the Munster final. So they've got Munster or Waterford players all over the pitch, you know, between seniors, under-21s and minors, you know. So, look, it's a different league we're going down to play in, but they'll know they're in the game by the time we're finished with them.
And how do you prepare players for something like that? Because obviously the biggest problem over that is getting over the psychological barrier that you're on an equal playing field to them.
Well, as I was telling the lads up here, we're under no pressure at all. We're going down. Them boys are 1-20. We're under no pressure. And look, the boys, you get a look at the video off from there, and they're sort of going, well, look, they're not superstars. We're capable of beating them on our day if we get a wee rub of the green. If we can score the goals and keep their goals out, you know. And you know, whenever the boys see them, they're sort of saying, look here, you know, they're not these superstars that, you know, that the bookies and everybody's making them out to be. So look, we'll go down and I'd call it. It's going to be a 4-point game either way, Tom, I think now. And just hopefully if we get a wee rub of the green now, we have a chance on Sunday.
And obviously the key is get off to a good start.
After a good start, if we can get the goals out, if we keep the ball away from Big Seamus Prendergast in the first 10 minutes, you know, and we're gonna set up, you know, to do that. And there were a couple of wee chinks there and their back line, I think, you know, Niall Hennon should be a wee bit slow and Daniel Power be a wee bit slow, and we've got very speedy forwards there, and if we can get a run at them, you know, pop over a couple of points, them boys are gonna be in at this game sort of thinking, you know, don't we get no injuries and we'll take this game handy, and these boys are probably looking at the final already. Look, if we can get a run on them, you know, try and rewrite the script a wee bit. You know, I seen them in the Munster final whenever Barry Bacon came back at them. You know, they started arguing with one another, started shooting at the ref, and, you know, their sort of game plan sort of went to pot. And, you know, if we get on about them and sort of set their game plan, you never know what can happen.